بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Dear respected listeners, Alhamdulillah, as we are all aware, the sacred month, the month that is very blessed amongst the months of Allah, month of Ramadan, is coming close. Just less than a month, and then the month of Ramadan enters. And we know, we've learned, we've heard, we've even read up on the virtues of this month. How blessed it is, and what a person can gain just through this month. In this month, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who fast during the day and worship, pray during the night. And those who do that, Allah those who do that fast during the day and pray at night, hoping for reward, having belief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their sins in the month of Ramadan. Even in this month, in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. That this is the month, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, is the month where the Quran was revealed. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, as a guidance for mankind. In another verse in the Quran, Allah says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. In this blessed month, surely we have revealed it, referring to the Qur'an. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ, it meaning, it refers to the Holy Qur'an. In the night of power. And when do we get night of power? Laylatul Qadr, when? You'll find the night of power in the month of Ramadan. When in month of Ramadan? In the last 10 days. The odd nights of the last 10 days. It is, that night is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months. The ibadah, the worship that has been taking place in that night, the night of power, is better than 1,000 months. Imagine how much reward just for those. And nowadays in this country, night from after Maghrib all the way till Fajr, about 6 hours, 6, 7 hours, 6 hours. Just those 6 hours of worship is greater than worshipping for 1,000 months. 6, 7 hours. And only that, during the day when we are fasting, Allah is forgiving our sins. When we are standing up for Salatul Taraweeh, Qiyamul Layl, Allah is forgiving our sins. Allah is just giving. And in this blessed month, in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in a hadith where the gates of paradise are open and the gates of hell are closed. And the devils, shaitan, they are all locked up. And this makes it easy for us to worship Allah. This makes it easy for us to worship Allah. My dear respected listeners, what I would like to focus on today is the month that we forget, but it is very blessed. It is very important this month. People forget about this month. Why? Because of the preparation for Ramadan. This is the month of Sha'ban. You can see over here, Friday 4th of Sha'ban. We forget about how virtuous this month is. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that people in this month of Sha'ban, they're occupied, preparing themselves so much for month of Ramadan. We see people going, doing shopping for Ramadan, you know, then what to get, what type of atta, what type of rice, what type of, you know, dessert, what type of food, you know, for suhoor, for iftar, you know, how to break, what to break our fast with. We're all occupied with all these things. But what we forget about is the month of Sha'ban, the month that just entered. The month of Sha'ban, the month before, the month that is in between two sacred months, Ramadan and Rajab. Rajab and Ramadan are two sacred months among the sacred months of Allah. These are the two sacred months, blessed month, Rajab and Ramadan. In between that is the month of Sha'ban. That is, now, we are in month of Sha'ban. And Prophet says, people get, you know, occupied. You know, people miss this month out. Why? Because they're too busy, you know, preparing themselves for the month of Ramadan. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast. He used to, narrations of Bukhari and Muslim, he used to fast during this month of Sha'ban. Some say most of the month he used to fast of Sha'ban. Majority of the month of Sha'ban he used to fast. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says why? Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the month. Month of Sha'ban is the month where the deeds will be lifted up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month, the deeds will be lifted up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith of Nasa'i. The deeds, our deeds will be lifted up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month, in this month. The month we are in. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, so I prefer my deeds to be taken to my Lord in the state whilst I am fasting. Fasting is the ibadah. We all know fasting is ibadah, is worship. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our deeds in this month whilst we are fasting, small, we'll be getting more reward. This is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose to fast a lot in the month of Sha'ban. Between two sacred months. This is why what happens, we get distracted in this month of Sha'ban. We get distracted in this month of Sha'ban with preparing ourselves, you know, doing other things for the following month. But Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did fast a lot in this month of Sha'ban. And this is sunnah. And this is something that we should try our best to act upon. We should try our best to act upon and prepare ourselves. This is the way we will be preparing ourselves for the month of Ramadan. It's all, this is why we have been created and why we have been sent to this world. We work, we wake up, we go to work, we go to uni, you know, we come home, we stay with our family, we go to sleep, we wake up, we go to work, we go to uni, same routine every day. Is this why Allah sent us to this dunya? Is this why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created me and you? So that we follow this routine and work for this world, for this dunya. And whenever we have time, then give to Allah. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you and me for his worship. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That surely we have created mankind and jinn for our worship. This is why Allah has created me and you. And then we see all these throughout the year, those 12 months. Amongst them there are 4 months that are very blessed. That are sacred months, months of Allah. In these months, we do actions that are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst those, the month of Ramadan is coming. Month that went by, Rajab was another sacred month of Allah. These are there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us aware, to make us open our eyes and think, why are we here today? Why are we here in this dunya? Why are we here in this world? Why have I been sent to this world? These days, these months are there for us to open our eyes and to realize, oh, you know, this routine I'm following every day, this is just here till I go to grave. What will happen after grave? When the angels will come down and ask us the question. When the angels will ask us the question. On the day of judgment, when we resurrect, when we stand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge our actions. What will our actions be? The good actions and the bad actions. What have we done in this world apart from our necessities, that is waking up, sleeping, waking up, working, studying, coming home, spending time with family? These are necessities. But these blessed month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been kept for us to open our eyes and realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come close to Him. The attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to build. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do this is for our own benefit. When we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not benefiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we stop worshipping Allah, we are not causing any harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Allah is pure from everything. When we worship, we are helping ourselves. We are building, palaces, we are building places in paradise. When we do evil, then for that on the day of Qiyamah we will have to answer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving that a person, he commits a sin and he realizes and he says to Allah, Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servant, he commits a sin. He comes to his Lord. He knows that, the servant knows that if his Lord wants to punish him, he will punish him. If he wants to forgive him, he will forgive him. Allah says, I forgive him. Servant of Allah, he goes back. We are all weak. We're bound to make mistakes. We commit sins. But the main thing is realization. Return to Allah. The same servant, he goes back after some time, he commits another sin. He comes back sincerely, with, you know, sincerity. He raises his hands and says, Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Allah says, the servant has come back again, asking for forgiveness. He knows that Allah, if his Lord wants to punish him, he will punish him. If he wants to forgive him, he will forgive him. I forgive him. The servant of Allah goes back. Third time he comes back again. He commits another sin. He comes back again. This is the third time. The same servant, he commits another sin. Comes back again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let any of my servants, any of us, Let any of my servants, if they were to commit sin, till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of judgment, if they were to commit sins, as long as they come back to me asking for forgiveness, I will forgive them all the way till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us till the day of Qiyamah. This is how merciful Allah is. These are the months He puts down for us. Month of Rajab, month of Sha'ban, month of Ramadan. For us to go close to Allah. Draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for whose benefit? For our benefit. So that on the day of Qiyamah, when this world will perish, when this world will come to an end, we all believe that this world, our lives, our souls will be taken away from us one day. We all believe, whichever faith, everyone in this world believes, they agree upon this, that they will die one day. Now, as for believers, we know that there's life after death. We know, we believe in the life after death. And this is eternal, the life after death. What we will get in life after death is there forever and ever. And this is our goal, this is our aim. This is why we are here. We've been created and sent to this world to worship for the life after death. This world, we will struggle here and there. We will go through ups and downs, but the main thing for a believer is to struggle. Is to struggle. With struggling, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors. Where Allah says in the Quran, after every difficulty, there is ease. After every difficulty, there is ease. Even with our worldly needs, and a person wants to do something, achieve something, he has to go through difficulties. He has to struggle, and then he will achieve. Let it be a businessman, let it be an accountant, a doctor. He has to struggle at the beginning, then Allah eases for this person. Same way, why? Not for this deen. Again, for this deen, we should think more. Yes, this is the deen of Allah. We should struggle more. Allah will one day open the doors for us. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. My dear respected listeners, as I was saying in the beginning, that this month of Sha'ban, we sometimes forget about the, you know, virtues of this month. How important, the importance of this month, we forget. Why? Because we're too busy preparing ourselves for the month of Ramadan. Whilst we are in this month of Ramadan, month of Sha'ban, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did fast a lot in this month. And he preferred fasting in this month whilst he's fasting his deeds to be taken up to his Lord, to our Lord. This shows that we should try our best as much as we can, we fast. As much as we can. Whatever, not just fasting, whatever ibadah we do, we should try our best. Get ourselves into a good routine. A good routine that, inshallah, when Ramadan starts, then it's not that the first couple of days is so hard that, you know, we're exhausted and, you know, headaches and all other things happens to us in the first couple of days or probably a week in Ramadan, especially in these hot weathers, long hours. So if we prepare ourselves before, as soon as Ramadan comes, it's going to be normal for us. And we're prepared. So rather than, you know, when our battery is down in the first couple of days of Ramadan, we will be fully charged, we'll be used to. And we can utilize the month of Ramadan fully from day one all the way till the end. And if we leave it till the first day, we know, we all know. Well, so happens to me as well. You know, first couple of, you know, if you feel drowsy, headache, and you feel very weak. So these are the things that, inshallah, if we encourage each other, we try our best before the month of Ramadan comes, in this month of Sha'ban, we practice on that. by fasting and exercising, then when the month of Ramadan comes from beginning all the way till the end, inshallah, we utilize it from beginning till the end without any disruption, without anything coming in to stop us. My dear respected listeners, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakallah.